Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whenever you're watching this, you're very welcome. I hope you're having a good coronation bank holiday weekend. We gather together, although we are apart, we come to worship our God.
It has been said that true prayer is a way of life, not just for use in case of emergencies. Make it a habit, and when the need arises, you will be in practice. So let us come now and practice. Let us pray. Loving God, who made all things new in the life, birth, death, and resurrection of your beloved Son Jesus, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we come this day as searching, seeking, doubting, hopeful disciples, pilgrims, on the road towards greater understanding of you. In this Easter season, with the new start of resurrection and the hope of Easter hymns still ringing in our ears, we come to the final part of our series with Esther and a people under threat seeking freedom. We do so recognizing the world is still in turmoil. Your children are still marginalized and oppressed. So we turn to you once again, bringer of light and life. Speak to us in the mysteries of our faith. Welcome us in the arms of the stranger. Guide us in the love of the church. And let us be filled with your Spirit. Merciful God, from dust we were made, made to walk in the light of your teaching, made to worship you, made to love and to care. And yet we do not always live up to what you want from us and for us. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, do not hold our sins against us, but forgive us, we pray, for these things and for all that we bring to you now in silence. Let us know the peace that comes through the merciful God who forgives us and offers help for the journey ahead. Everlasting God, be with us this day, we pray. Take away our fears and doubts. Let faith in you be the bright beacon of hope that stirs action in our lives from this day until our last. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
First reading from Esther chapter 7 verses 1 to 10. So the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet, and as they were drinking wine on the second day, the king again asked, "Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom it will be granted." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favour with you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, grant me my life, this is my petition, and spare my people, this is my request. For I and my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed, and annihilated. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king." King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, "Who is he? Where is he, the man who has dared to do such a thing?" Esther said, "An adversary and enemy, this vile Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king got up in a rage, left his wine, and went out into the palace garden. But Haman, realizing that the king had already decided his fate, stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. Just as the king returned from the palace garden to the banqueting hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. The king exclaimed, "Will he even molest the queen while she is with me in the house?" As soon as the word left the king's mouth, it covered Haman's face. Then Herbonu, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, "A pole reaching to a height of 50 cubits stands by Haman's house. He had it set up for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king." The king said, "Impale him on it." So they impaled Haman on the pole he had set up for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided. Esther chapter 9 from verse 20. Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, that they should celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar, as a time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote to them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another, and gifts to the poor. Reading from Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 10 through to 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leaders said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so let it be. Amen. Yesterday, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, the Right Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields, presented a Bible to His Majesty King Charles III. And as he did so, he said this: "Sir, to keep you ever mindful of the law and gospel of God, as the rule of the whole life and government of Christian princes, receive this book, the most valuable thing the world affords. Here is wisdom, here is the royal law. These are the lively oracles of God." Within the scriptures, within our Bibles, some wonderful stories, wonderful wisdom and tales that speak of God's plan and purpose for humanity. Today, we have heard two portions of scripture, one from the book of Esther and one from the Gospel of Luke. Esther, a strange tale within the Bible. We were thinking about it a little in our hybrid service last week when I was mentioning that within Esther, we don't hear anything of God at all. And yet it's a story of the right things happening at the right time and God's people working together for good. It's a story of God's people in difficult times and ultimately being saved. And Haman, the baddie in the story, ends suffering the fate that he had planned for others. The New Testament tale from the Gospel of Luke is a healing miracle story. Jesus healing a woman who had been crippled for 18 years, but he did so on the Sabbath, and that upset some folk. A healing miracle. I don't know exactly what happened that day, but I know that in so many different ways, God brings about transformation and healing and wholeness in the lives of many. Our main characters in our stories today are both women. We've been journeying with the women's lectionary, and how often it is the case that in scripture, in a counter-cultural way, it is those whose voice was not strongest in the time and the culture that comes through strongly. Yesterday, we marked a significant moment of worship in Westminster Abbey. A service in many ways unchanged since the first time it happened in the 11th century. And yet, so much that has changed. And one of the things that we heard commented on much yesterday was the number of times that firsts were being observed. The first time that women had been singing within the choirs in the coronation ceremony. The first time a male voice soloist heard in such a service. And so much has been made of the multi-faith engagement in this celebration. A line from Archbishop Justin's sermon said, "The Holy Spirit draws us to love in action." And I think our stories, these two stories of these two women, are stories of love in action. Now, God is not mentioned in the book of Esther. The freedom for God's people comes about through Esther's actions. Now, that's not to demean any of the working of God in the background, but it's Esther and Esther's choice and Esther's faith being worked out that ultimately brings about the freedom for God's people. Perhaps one of the most famous verses within the book of Esther, it's in chapter 4, where we see these, find these words said to Esther by her cousin Mordecai: if you keep quiet at a time like this, help will come from heaven to the Jews and they will be saved, but you will die and your father's family will come to an end. Yet who knows, maybe it was for a time like this that you were made queen. For such a time as this, the right moment for Esther to speak out for what is right, for such a time as this. Each one of us is called to serve, from the lowliest to the highest in the land. And we were certainly reminded of that yesterday, that our King is a King to serve, not to be served. Our New Testament passage from Luke tells of Jesus reaching out to this woman. You know, last week I was mentioning that in the story of the widow at Nain, Jesus reached out without being asked. It's not a story of someone coming to Jesus and pleading for healing. It's not a story of someone being brought to Jesus. Rather, Jesus notices the need. And I was saying last week that that's quite unusual. And then, oh, here's another one where Jesus reaches out in love without being asked. And the woman who had suffered for 18 long years could walk straight again, was healed, transformed. But it was on the Sabbath day and some didn't like it. So often there are rules. There are so many thoughts and feelings and oh, what ifs that can prevent each one of us from doing the things that are right. Sometimes unwritten rules. Or maybe we'll just let it go this time. And they keep us from speaking up for what is right. As the church moves towards General Assembly, opening a week on Saturday, on the 20th of May, I was asking online colleagues, friends, you, what are your prayers for the church? And someone answered by saying, praying that we might think outside the box. And I made the comment, or praying that we might think there is no box. So many things that can prevent us from doing what is right and loving, and where God is maybe prompting us to act. The story of Esther is one of many that reminds us that from the beginning of time there has been suffering, evil, pain in the world. So many problems, illnesses, disease, war, hatred, intolerance, disaster. I mentioned last week in our hybrid service that many years ago, 11 years ago, I think it was, I had the delightful privilege of a brief conversation with the then Chief Rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sacks. And since then, I remember reading some of his work, and he had said, religion has caused so many problems in the world, and yet only religion has the power to save them. So many problems in our world, and today we know that to be true. These Bible stories that we have reflected upon today take us to ancient historical tales, and yet they also cause us to reflect upon our own living and challenge us to think, what is the right thing? What is it that God is calling us to do and to be and to say, that we might have that confidence like Esther, that we might be challenged to think outside the box, to think some beyond some of the human rules that sometimes get in the way of love. The Holy Spirit of God calls us to love in action. Amen.
We are called not just to be a parish church or a national church, but a global church. We have brothers and sisters all over the world. So while this view might not be one that you are familiar with, it is one that I am familiar with, for it is where I call home. But no matter where we are all God's children. And we're all called to remember, to pray, not just for ourselves and those we love, but for all. So with this in mind, let us come now and pray. God of all light, God of all life, God of all love, we give you thanks and praise for all you are and all you have done. Today we bless you, O God, for the sun rising, for our strength to rise with it, for greeting the day in your name and with your help, and for all people who awake today, free to live as they choose, in harmony with their neighbours. We thank you for all that is good in the world, and all that challenges us and pushes us to be better. We thank you for the story of Esther, and the real messiness of the story, with some actions inspiring us to action, and others horrifying us to silence. May we have the wisdom to know what is good and what should be set aside. We bless you, O God, for the knowledge of our Saviour Jesus, for the sustenance we have in your Holy Spirit, and for the strength we find in your church, the body of Christ. Today we pray for all your beloved children living in darkness, whether that is of mood or mental or physical health, financial woes or relationship problems, the fog of war or the mire of political hardship or oppression. Let your light shine in their lives and save them from fear and loss. Today we pray for your church here, locally, nationally and globally. Let your Son and worship of you through the Holy Spirit be our beacon and our goal. Today we bring to you all those people and things that lie heavily on our hearts in silence. Bless us, O God, and all your children. Light up our lives with hope and unending love. Eternal God, in whom we find light and life, you hold all souls, living and dead, within your love. We thank you for all those who have gone before us and hold in our hearts. Help us to learn from the people we have known and the stories we have heard, to bring justice and light to this world enthralled with the darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we think on our gifts and abilities and the offerings of our wealth that we are able to make, may we all be able to pray that we might be a blessing to all, to people of every faith and belief and none, that together we may discover the ways of gentleness and be led into the paths of peace. And may we bring all our praying together as together we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
My soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like thee his praise should sing. Praise him. Gently
And so as our service of worship ends, our service in the world continues. And may we know of the blessing from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with us always. Amen.